The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed to the city of Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity, and he said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin, and the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Interesting here about this story coming from Luke's gospel. It says the report about this spread all over Judea. Interesting that Nain is in Galilee, not in Judea. Judea's a little different area. Nain is it's a little settlement now. Today, it's still there, and there's a little church at Nain. Very little happening there today, just a few people live there. But it's near Nazareth. That might lead us to believe that way back in the time of Jesus, the people of Nain might have known the people of Nazareth. And the great compassion of Jesus, I'll speak about that in a moment, may be somewhat influenced by the fact that he himself was the only son of a widowed mother. Since there's no mention of Joseph in the public life of Christ, the presumption is that he was deceased by then. That's why he's the patron of a happy death. That's why we have a mural over here of the death of Saint Joseph. I don't know if you ever looked at that, but it has the ideal death because Mary and Jesus are both with him when he's dying. And by the way, that was done by Judy Sarbaroli, whom I knew way back my last incarnation. And when it was finished, the Irish pastor said, "Well, how do I know he's dying? Maybe he's just sick." And they said, "Well, you got to use your imagination." And he said, "No, I want to see his soul going up to heaven. So if you look carefully up at the top, you'll see a kind of a hazy image there. That's the soul of Joseph going up to heaven. That's the Irish contribution to art here at Holy Family." But yeah, just take a look at that. So maybe Jesus is the only son of a widowed mother. So he kind of had a special understanding that mother losing her only son was an extraordinary defining moment in her life. What's interesting, even more so, is that he was moved with pity. The Greek word is splenzitsomai. Now, that's not just moved with pity. It touches his deeper insides. Splenzitsomai means his entrails, the deepest part of himself. He was moved with pity. Compassion, the deepest part of himself. It wasn't just he feels sorry for her. I mean, he was moved emotionally. His inner person was moved. And when he touches the coffin, according to Levitical law, he is rendered unclean. And if he is to follow the law governing the Jewish people, he would have to go through a whole ritual of cleansing. But clearly, Jesus ignored that. It gives us, He ignored a lot of the trivial laws because he's led by compassion. Compassion has a dominant part in the public ministry of Christ. You'll find it over and over again. The leper, the Samaritan woman, the woman taken in adultery. The compassion of Jesus is very dominant, and especially dominant in the Gospel of Luke. This Splangitzamai, the deeply moved person here, appears two other times in Luke's Gospel. In chapter 10, you'll remember the Good Samaritan, and he's traveling along, and he's going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he comes upon a man who is beaten up and is wounded and is dying, and the Good Samaritan was moved with compassion. The Greek word splangitzamai is mentioned there. The other time it's mentioned is in chapter 15 there of Luke's Gospel, where the prodigal son and the father sees his son coming home. He sees him when he is far off, and it says he's moved with pity. There's something deep inside of the father that is life-altering. It just moves him with pity. And he runs out and he embraces his son. He doesn't ask his son to pay back what he owes. He doesn't ask his son to seek forgiveness. He is so overwhelmed by compassion. He is led by the compassion, not by a demand of law. And that's important for us to keep in mind, because in following Jesus Christ, in some way we have to be led by compassion, not by the laws and the trivial things that surround us, but compassion is part of the public proclamation of the manner in which Jesus teaches us by his example. So when you journey through this day, compassion, this type of compassion, means you enter into the other person's life. You feel the pain of the other person. You feel the loneliness of the other person. You feel the alienation, or the person is excluded. You feel the exclusion of the person. Who is it? Look around. Who will you meet today that's carrying a burden, that's heavily discouraged maybe in life, is worn down, that is carrying a burden, and you say, wow, to live this gospel, I will be moved with compassion, which means I'll feel the pain of the other person. Years and years ago, I went to Sarnath, now under the Ganges in India, to do a retreat there with the Buddhists. And this is where the Buddha got his enlightenment, under the Bodhi tree in the deer park at Sarnath. And when he got enlightenment, he journeyed looking for the meaning of life. His followers said, he was preaching, his followers said, are you a god? He said, no, I'm not a god. Are you an angel? He said, no, I'm not an angel. Then what are you? Not who are you, what are you? And he said, I am awake. I'm awake, it's Buddha consciousness. I'm awake to your pain. I'm awake to your struggle. That's splangitzamai, that's what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Look for that in your life today and bring the gospel into focus. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And when you pray this gospel today, keep in mind that touch is very important. Jesus touches the coffin. In the Good Samaritan, he picks up the wounded man. He touches him. And the father of the prodigal son embraces his son. You touch the person. You feel the pain, the struggle, the burden. Let that be our prayer. Amen.